Hello, my friend. It's your friend, and we enter into a time of intimacy and a true time of simplicity, and even of itinerancy, a certain movement of our lives. And yet each time when I invite you to gather like this, when you invite me into your life for a little while, when you and I, in the intimacy of this time with each other, and possibly someone beside you, we open the whole world, open to the whole world, and open the whole world to the mystery of what we attend to. Right now, and as we move, we're attending to the Holy Week, the Holy Days, the Triduum that gather us in and invite us to celebrate the core of our faith. You may have been in a church on Palm Sunday, and you might remember the beautiful first reading of the entrance of Jesus, a very poignant one, into the city of Jerusalem, the 6 days when children ran out to meet him, 6 days before the Passover. And with our Jewish sisters and brothers, we celebrate that time for them as well. And now as we move from this time and pass over ourselves with Jesus and let go of some of our things, we might feel where we were when we stood outside of Jerusalem with Jesus. For now he has entered in, and now you and I are with him. I lit a candle here where I pray at the mountain in La Paz, my blessed hermitage of peace. I'm so blessed to be here, and I look out the window and I'm watching the sun creep up the hills off to the east, and down before me are some deer quietly dining on some grass. It's a time of supper, of elemental meals, meals of the most fundamental elements of our life. And on Holy Thursday, Jesus takes us to the most elemental, basic truths of our faith. He before us, without elaborating on the story, exemplifies the fact that he is passing over. He's passing into a new life. He's leaving us and leaving behind the testimony, the memorial meal of his body and blood. He takes bread, lifts it up, offers it for us and to us. He took bread, and after that he gave thanks, broke it, and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." We hear this in the first letter of Corinthians that is offered to us as a reading for Holy Thursday. And then in the beautiful passage from John 13, 1-15, and you may want to take time with these if you have the time, or choose to take more time with scriptures, or just to sit with us now. We hear John telling the story that he so loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. Intimacy and itinerancy. The movement of Jesus from outside of Jerusalem, from the place of fear through the risk of entering in. And now the subjectivity, the being subjected to judgment and violence, crucifixion, death and rising, but not too quickly. Not too quickly. We get to walk with him through this now, even closer. The itinerant, opening their heart in solitude for intimacy. Jesus inside of Jerusalem, vulnerable to judgment, and yet preparing a meal for us, his very self, and placing it before us. And then in that same table and at that same meal, we hear where he gets up and after the meal takes off his outer garments and pours water into a basin and begins to wash his disciples' feet to dry them. Wishing to do that, he came to Simon Peter, who always wonderfully, and I treasure him as my patron saint of my confirmation, when I, as a young boy, was thinking, who can I choose? Who's another vulnerable male who seems to screw up and yet is loved by Jesus? And here's Peter, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" And of course, you remember the unfolding of the story. After the protest of Peter, the beautiful promise of Jesus practiced in the outpouring of water and the simple washing of feet, and then he says, "Do you realize what I've done for you?" Now, this is an intimacy that is Peter's and the intimacy of that small table of friends. And this is near the end. And you might say, what a small circle. In our world, we judge success by largeness, by size and numbers, and not that way with God. If we were only with him, and we are. And if we're only with one another, and we are and can be, in the intimacy of this meal and the service that Jesus teaches us, for if you call me teacher and master, and rightly you do so, and I am, and I therefore, master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I've given you a model to follow, John tells us clearly and simply in these words from the gospel, so that as I have done for you, you also might do for one another. Intimacy, simplicity, bread and wine, and table practice of care for those who are there, and then the promise of care and service after this table, remembered not only in the stories told, but in the practice of that story, of the teacher, of the Lord, of Jesus who risked the journey into Jerusalem, into our world today, into your heart and mine, into this moment. And then simply leaves us with all that he is and all that he might teach us. As he says in John's gospel, little children, love one another. We journey, my friends, now in these next couple days, and I and Greg Lecamelli just treasure the fact that we are together in this time, and Greg offering these to us, I want to thank him now, has taken time aside from his family in an intimate place of love and delight to extend this to our places and our family, that our lives might not only be for ourselves as we rest here and listen and consider our own journeys, itinerancies, the simple things we have to offer, and the intimacies we wish to have and have now, that we might pour ourselves out in all this. Greg and I just invite you to be with us, and we with you, and that we might each in our own way, simply grow in the journey, that we might risk entering Jerusalem, that we might risk going forward in intimacy, that we might believe in the simple, and practice love. My friends, may these be rich and wonderful holy days, and may we take the time of quiet, openness, and attention that we might again stop and look and listen. Simple. Simply love. Love journeying to us through the streets of Jerusalem, to the cross and to the world. Peace be to you. Dan Reilly and Greg wishing you a blessed few days, and again we'll be with you with another podcast before Easter. Blessings now.
Hear us as we call you, Abba, Word and Spirit, God of communion, courage and compassion. We sing your praises, trusting in your mercy. Attended, O Relay.